The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions. Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, we are live from WWE World in Philadelphia. Myself, Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer, and Mark Henry react to your new undisputed WWE Universal Champion, Cody Rhodes, and we also speak to KO Kevin Owens right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Seeing what we saw last night, how do you sum that all up, this journey for Cody Rhodes this last year?
No, how do you sum it up? You're the fan. You're the guy that was about to jump off the bridge last year.
You're the OG Cody crybaby.
You know what it was? It went from a great moment that I think they could have captured at WrestleMania 39 to maybe one of the greatest WrestleMania moments of all time last night.
And that's what you're going for.
Yep.
You're not. It would have been a great moment last year. But what you got last night was the moment you were looking for. That's
historic.
That's a culmination of a year-long story with characters and twists and turns. You don't have that if he wins at 39. You don't have a personal story. You don't have him overcoming, his version of hard times. You don't have him overcoming the final boss or having his Avengers in line to overcome, the Thanos that The Rock became. You get that 1-2-3. You get Cody going over with his finish in the middle of the ring. The thing that I love the most, you mentioned Samantha Irvin, the emotion in Samantha Irvin's voice, as if she was ready to cry. Tommy, Dave, you might remember this. Damn, it sounds like a locomotive is coming.
I know.
Oh, my. There's a locomotive coming. You guys might remember this. I don't know if it was one of the Crockett's or the ring announcer. Remember when Dusty beat Flair in the cage and the announcement was made and they're like, the winner of the match and new world, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Like, you hear the emotion in that ring announcer's voice. That means so much because we're not used to hearing emotion in a ring announcer's voice. So Samantha Irvin brought something special and extra to the table in that announcement.
Was it Bob Caudle that did that ring announcement? I want to say it was Bob Caudle that did that, Tommy. It was Bob Caudle.
I think with that, and I hope WWE doesn't edit that out, because you can do that in post, it was the most perfect imperfection ever.
Absolutely.
And it made that moment even more real, and it was great. It was I can't even say it was a moment. It was something that will be remembered through the annals of time. If you think about this bloodline storyline, it started in 2020, and the culmination of this, also the story that has been since Cody has returned, but everything that led up to that point with the returns it was perfect. It truly was perfect. And none of the interference actually caused the finish. It was Cody standing in the ring alone with Roman, three crossroads, and it's over. And a perfect ending. I love movies as well. Ghostbusters, not the current one, the one before, I cried during it because they brought back characters that were now ghosts that are no longer with us. And, like, for that moment, everybody, like I say, when I walk through a curtain still, I'm 25, 26 years old in my head, but in reality, I'm 53. Last night, Bully said we got to be fans of something we've loved our entire lives, and 74,000 people and millions at home got to feel that same way.
Tommy, I mean, we both made movie references, and I might have picked the wrong movie choice, even though it fit the bill. But Rocky III, like, you lose so heartbreakingly. Cody lost a heartbreak. It was heartbreaking for Dave. Dave was, I mean, like, almost to tears last year. He loves wrestling, and he loves Cody. But when Rocky finally knocked Mr. T out, and he gets the count, and then he jumps up and falls down on his knees, and he's just, like, really in that moment. That's the way I felt last night. I felt like, wow, we won. Like, I really felt like we were a part of it.
What did you just, the key word that you just said, we.
Right, he put the we in the victory.
He made you feel, Cody made you feel like you were a part of his struggle. You
yes, he
were
did.
A part of his story. And that's why this means more. Because he couldn't get everybody behind him if he wins at 39.
If he wins, yeah. If he wins at 39, you know, he beat Mr. T the first time, then, the movie's over.
There's no story. And it's funny because I got a text message from Cody Rhodes this morning, and it just said, all it said was, we did it. And so forever, and, you know, we've been talking about it, all the trends, you know, the fans, when The Rock came back, how angry we were. And it was, we want Cody. That was the hashtag that was trending the next day after SmackDown, when everybody thought that it was going to be Rock and Roman in the main event. And that's the word, I think, that describes this whole story and everything that happened last night, is we. I say it here when it comes to Busted Open all the time. If it's not for the nation, we're not able to do what we do. I think Cody understands that it was the fans that really put him in the position last night to become the champion. And that's why he truly is the people's champion.
What do our shirts say, Dave?
Yeah, it's Win Cody Win.
And last night, I felt like, Dave, for the first time, that I could almost cry for Cody. I honestly felt emotional seeing him become the face of this new era, the Triple H era, and the embrace that he and Triple H had. And I know at some point during that embrace, we came a long way from you smashing the throne. I know that was said because I would have said it. And that's the beauty of that whole moment is, we always talk about wrestling, it's a feel business. If you don't feel it, then it's not worth really putting on television. Like, I felt that, and I know every fan felt that. And I'm just happy for Cody, his family, his fan base, and I'm looking forward to seeing where the story is going to go now. There's so much great stuff that happened besides Cody and Roman, but I think that all of these guys that are so over and so unbelievably talented are going to get a chance to elevate themselves. And Cody is the guy that's going to be able to put wind in those other guys' sails.
It's going to be something special here when it comes to this new era with the WWE, Bully.
And speaking of this new era, you know, being able to be a part of WrestleMania yesterday, and seeing what I saw and hearing the things that I heard, and then Stephanie McMahon opening up WrestleMania Night 2, she took her husband's flag and she stuck it right in the middle of the WWE ring. She announced it as the Paul Levesque era. She basically said, Hunter has the book. This is his baby now. In a weird way, she told us, my dad's done. It's now Hunter's baby. I mean, you got to kind of read between the lines there. It's Stephanie. Stephanie was the chosen one out of Shane and Stephanie. Yes or no, Tommy?
Yes.
It just was what it was. Stephanie was the one who sat at the side. It was almost like, you know, Vince.
She was head of creative for a while.
Yeah. You know, Vince was the emperor and Stephanie was Vader. She sat, you know, at his side. So to hear Stephanie say that, it spoke volumes.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Bully Ray.
Do you know who I am?
I talk pro wrestling and I play rock and roll.
Yeah.
Every Wednesday night, as soon as AEW Dynamite ends, I'm bringing you instant reactions with the Busted Open Nation.
It's Wednesday. You know what that means.
The only place to party is Busted Open After Dark with me, Uncle Bully, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Fight Nation 156 and on the SiriusXM app.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
K.O., ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. No, it's a totally unplugged.
Hey, guys. How's it going, guys?
How are you, man?
Good. I'm alive. That's a good thing. Yeah, I'm here. It's nice. Very good.
I mean, I was saying this. We had Liv Morgan on a little bit earlier, but for you, Kevin, you know, being a professional wrestler, being a WWE superstar, you're in front of 75,000 fans in a match what seems like just a few hours ago, and then here you are doing media, doing interviews. It just feels like the world of the WWE just does not slow down. It's a whirlwind.
Yeah, obviously, these guys can tell you, right? It just never stops once you get on the train. I don't know, you get off years later, and it's like 20 minutes went by in a way, but it is what it is. That's what, when I first came in, Dean Ambrose actually told me, you're on the train now, and I didn't know what he meant. I don't know what Dean Ambrose means most of the time because that's who he is. But a few years later, I understood. Once I got some time off after an injury, and I was like, wow. When I left, my daughter was 3 months old. Now she's 5. And it just went like that. But that's just what it is.
Kevin, at this stage of the game for you, are the WrestleMania moments or the WrestleMania experiences all the same? Or was yesterday different than any other?
Yesterday was a huge thrill because I was in there with Randy Orton, you know? So, like, for me, WrestleMania is always special, but it seems like every WrestleMania I get to do something really great with somebody that I really admire. Sami Zayn notwithstanding, you know, being in the ring with Stone Cold and winning the titles with Sammy against the Usos, that was amazing. And then, you know, last night, being in the ring with Randy Orton, you know, I watched him growing up. I admired him. Same was with all you guys. So when I got in the ring with you guys, it's always such a thrill. Randy at WrestleMania, that's mind-blowing to me, you know? There was another guy there, too, last night. I don't really remember much about him, but Randy was really something.
But, you know, even let's talk about Logan Paul for just one second.
I mean, if you if you feel like we have to.
Listen, I'll say this, and we were watching it together. He jumps off the top rope, does the David Lee Roth, like, toe tips, like, in midair. Like, that guy is one hell of an athlete. You got to give him a little respect.
Yeah, of course. You can't take that away from him. And, like, as dislikable and annoying and repulsive and aggravating and just...
About 10 other adjectives that describe...
As all those things as he is, you can't take away the fact that he really does give it his all when he's here. He wants to make anything he does in the ring memorable, and he really does respect what we do, which, from the get-go, if you have that, it really helps to, you know, it helps us to take him into our world, you know? If they come in with no respect, they think what we do is easy, it's hard to go along with that. But he doesn't have that. He's got the respect for what we do.
Kevin, did you rib Randy a little bit last night driving down? You drove awfully fast, and I saw him lean over and go, hey, slow this thing down.
Yeah. That's the nice version of what he told me. There might have been a few, yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize how fast I was going till I heard him swearing up there. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll calm down. Yeah.
It was hilarious to me.
He was swearing so much, I thought I had The Rock up there for a second.
Kevin, one of the things that we've spoke about on the show is the success of guys like yourself, the success of guys like Sammy and of Seth and a few others. And one thing that you all have in common is where you came from, a company called Ring of Honor. What about coming out of Ring of Honor helped you to become like a great WWE superstar? What is it that you all have in common, or what did you learn there on a company that was a bigger independent? Why do you guys have like the little intangibles? Like, I was talking to Sammy and I said, Sammy does the struggle, the art of the struggle, so well. What is it about coming up the way you guys came up that helped you become so successful in the WWE?
Well, I think WWE is just a much bigger version of the independent scene. You know what I mean? Like, the art form of what we do in the ring is really not that different. And, you know, I think what helped us is actually not necessarily just Ring of Honor, but even every independent show we did, big or small, where there wasn't television cameras to catch our every reaction, our every expressions, and commentators to explain to the audience at home what's going through our minds or whatever. We have, you know, you have to do that yourself when you're in a room where the fans, the only way to communicate with them is they're watching you. So I think that helped us a lot because we did it all for so long. Once we got here, we'd get praise on, hey, you know, your expressions, your emotions, the way you convey that, that's so good, because we were doing it without help. You know what I mean? And then obviously when you get to NXT, when I got there, I was extremely lucky to have Dusty Rhodes and, you know, so many other coaches that are still there now. But Dusty especially, I only had about 9 or 10 months with him before I left NXT. And then, you know, of course, he passed away not too long after that. But the time I had with him was absolutely priceless to help me get ready for whatever I had that might have been, whatever I might have been missing for once I showed up, you know, on Raw. He was so instrumental in that. So just, I don't know, a lot of work and a lot of experience just goes a long way, you know?
For me, one of my favorite moments of night one was Sammy and WWE's now taking us behind the scenes with that entranceway, which, as you know, is, you know, sometimes the loneliest walk. And then when Sammy and then you're there, the reaction that the WWE Universe gave the two of you, you are bonded forever with him. And then the next night, you paid it off opposite, where Sammy's there for you. That relationship you have, me and Bubba have the same relationship. It's a love-hate relationship sometimes, but then at times, mostly it's all love. you were talking.
You love him and he hates you.
Yeah,
that's how it works. Yeah. I feel it radiated. Yeah.
You're the kayfabe line.
I always told Kevin that he was the chosen one.
That's true. I knew he pulled that out.
He is like the Neo of the shirt guys. He's farther than anybody else.
I know. I made it in the t-shirt. CM Punk is furious.
Well, I was going to say that the WWE Universe loves you guys together. Is there anything you've accomplished so much? Is there anything that you still want to accomplish? And is there anything you want to accomplish with him?
Honestly, I don't think we've like I don't I can't like Sammy and I had our first WrestleMania together in a ladder match as opponents. Ari, that was surreal. Then 2 years later, we were teaming against Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan. That was surreal. Then we got a singles match a few years later, and we were like, dude, it's not going to get any better than that. And then it did last year. So as far as me and him go in WrestleMania, I think we're pretty straight, you know? But things to accomplish and other things, like I've changed my mindset a lot over the years. I used to be so obsessed with just wanting to do more. What's my next thing? How big can it be? And a lot of that made it so that I wouldn't enjoy it, almost what I was going through, you know? All the things I was experiencing, mainly I'll say teaming with Jericho for all those months, and the story we had was so incredible. But in that moment, I didn't enjoy it like I should have. And now looking back, I'm like, man, those were great times, you know? So now I really just try to live in the moment, and I try to make everything I can. And anytime I'm out there, I try to make it memorable. I try to enjoy it. And, you know, if you're asking me what I'd like to do that's left that I haven't done, I've never had a singles match against Rey Mysterio. I really want to do that. And I'd love to be, if I have another WrestleMania in me, I'd love to wrestle Finn Balor there because he's a very good friend of mine and, you know, that would just be great. But as far as like just, you know, goals as far as main events of WrestleMania or titles, I think I'm, I mean, I've had it so good, you know what I mean? I really can't ask for more.
And I always love praising people. I loved your match last night. I watched it with about 150 wrestling fans. What a great story you took us on. And for me, what I personally loved, I always loved your swanton. I've taken it. But then your gracefulness with your moonsault. It reminded me of Super Crazy, which is one of the highest praise I could ever do. But when they showed it in instant replay, I was like, what a great moment at WrestleMania. Because you don't always bust that one out.
I had no idea I was going to do that. It was very... I haven't done it in, like, years.
So. You still got it, because it was poetry.
You
and it
still
was great.
Got it. Yeah, thanks, guys.
You know, one thing I want to
say... have to wait till I retire four times and come back to throw that one out.
You know, one thing I want to say, and it's not just for you, Kevin, but Tommy, you, Bully, Mark, you know, and I experienced it a little bit. You and I did a show together in Minnesota, and at the time... I get a phone call, and it's my wife, and there was, like, an issue with my daughter. And I'm trying to deal with it over the phone, you know, 550 miles away. Like, you guys have to do that all the time. Because once that show's over, I can fly home, and I can deal with the issue. How difficult is it to have a family and to be a part of this business that you're constantly traveling and you're constantly on the road? Like, it's, you have my respect as a husband, as a father, because that's got to be extremely difficult to deal with.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like you said, we try to deal with it from afar, but we're not there to deal with it. So having a good partner is crucial. I was very lucky. My wife was along for the ride the whole time. She did everything she could and still does to keep everything together. My kids are extremely understanding of me and what I do. They've been along, like, that's all they've known as well, you know what I mean? So if you have a good crew, it's always going to be hard, but that helps a lot. I have a great crew, you know what I mean? That's very important.
Kevin, I saw a picture recently of you and Owen. How big is he?
He's about 6'7", yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. Well, it's the same with Jacob. What happened? Why are they so
you
big?
You see, we don't have to go to the gym
I know, yeah.
Holy cow.
Really could have used those jeans, but it's all good. You know?
Man, we got to make a tag team out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get him in the ring pretty soon, and then hopefully he's my retirement plan, you know? We'll see. But if he's not, it's cool too, you know?
Kevin, you've been given a lot of great opportunities, which you've earned along the way. You've been, you know, whether that's headbutting Vince McMahon in the face or being able to, you know, go off the top of the cage a la Mick Foley. How do you deal with the word no, which I'm sure happens occasionally? You get a great idea. You could see it. You want to do it. You pitch it. And they're like, no.
I think most people that have worked with me would tell you I don't deal with it well. But I think I'm okay. After about an hour of bitching and moaning, I stop. I think, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It depends on the situation, too. Obviously, there's some things, if I'm very confident, no is not going to do it. Eventually, it might, and I will have to, but you know what I mean? And other things, I'll just let go. It's just, it's very situational.
And who you work with, too.
Like, oh, yeah. I'll make some depending who says no. If someone, you know what I mean? Somebody will say no, and some people will go, okay, if other people say no, I'm like, I think I'm just going to go ask somebody else until I get yes. You know what I mean?
Kevin, one of the things I want to say, and I said this on Busted Open while it was happening. You mentioned Chris Jericho before. The story that you and Jericho told was amazing. And I really felt that the build for that should have been the main event at WrestleMania 33. Things changed about a month or two before that, when the returning legends come in. Do you think we're at a time right now in the WWE, with business as big as it is, that it's really about the current roster and the stories being told? Let's face it, the main event was supposed to be a returning legend against Roman. The fans said no, and Cody was put back in that position. Is this truly a new era in the WWE?
I don't think so in terms of audiences making clear what they want. They did it with Daniel Bryan a long time ago, and it had to happen, you know?
Yep.
It's not always going to happen, because not everybody will capture lightning in a bottle like Cody did, or like Bryan did, or to a degree like Kofi did a few years ago. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But some guys just connect with the audience on a completely different level than everyone else. They, you know, and a lot of it goes with respect. Daniel Bryan had everybody's respect because he worked so hard for so long, never had anything handed to him. Kofi Kingston grinded it out for 10 plus years, did his job at the highest level, was incredible for the whole time. So, of course, once he got that opportunity, people got behind him. And then Cody was the same way. You know, a long time ago, he felt like he wasn't being valued properly, presented the way he should be. He left. He made his name for himself. Then he had them asking him to come back. So, you know what I mean? Some guys just connect with the audience in a way that most of us wish they could, you know? And that's how that happens.
What's more special for you, wrestling in front of, like you did last night, in front of 70,000 fans, or like you mentioned with Ring of Honor, like Ladder Wars, where you're wrestling at the Hammerstein in front of maybe 1,000 people? Does it make a difference to you? Do those moments make a difference? Or is it more about what you're doing in the ring that night?
It's always going to, no matter how great those times were, it's always going to be bigger in a stadium with 70,000 people, because it's just an entirely different level of, I don't know how to explain it. Like, when you come down the ramp and you see the just magnitude of the, you know, the people there and everything, there's really nothing like WrestleMania. So all those times I had on the independent scene, just really memorable times that I loved, just nothing equates WrestleMania. It just really doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin, thank you so much for the time. We truly appreciate it. Thank you for the moments. Thank you for the match last night. And we can't wait to see the next chapter starting tonight on Raw.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open every day of the week at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe.
Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lift or Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.